you see my little red rooster, won't you please drag him on home? Red rooster, yeah, won't you please drag him on home? There been no peace in the barnyard since my little red rooster's been
Red Rooster from Blind Lemon Pledge's Lemon Live. Now I'd like to feature DSF Era Leafs Hockey at this time. On January 16th, the BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the Vancouver Island University Mariners at Burnaby's Bill Copeland Sports Center, where the puck drop was a few minutes after 7 p.m. VIU opened the scoring 6:28 into the game as Carson Earhart scored on the SFU backstop John Aiden. As the Mariners hemmed the Red Leafs on their end for most of the period, where Aiden made a lot of grade A saves, but Earhart scored his second of the night with 1:58 left in the first for his 14th of the season, as VIU ended period 1 up 2-0, outshooting SFU 10-5, but ended period 1 one man down with Chase Cook penalized for tripping with 43 seconds left. The Red Leafs started period 2 on a power play, but the Mariners backstop Connor Stojan kept SFU at bay, and VIU opened a 3-goal cushion near the middle of the period as Ethan Jones scored his 10th on John Aiden at 8:32. Both goaltenders played very well in the second period as the Mariners ended period 2 up 3-0 after 40 minutes with an 18-14 shot advantage over the Red Leafs. SFU stormed the VIU goal to begin the third, but Connor Stojan shut the door. After the Red Leafs pulled John Aiden late in period 3, the Mariners scored two empty netters. The Mariners scored two empty netters, first by Hunter Bergeson for his seventh with 1:24 left, and Cage Nieuwens for his sixth on the second pole with 34 seconds left, as VIU blanked SFU 5-0. The Mariners were led by Hunter Bergeson with a goal, two assists, Carson Erhardt with two goals, and Austin Daniels with two assists, and Connor Sojan made 23 saves for the shutout. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs backstop, John Aiden, gave up three goals on 26 shots. Hi, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is January 16th, 2026. I'm in front of dressing room 6, where the SFU Independent Red Leafs have their dressing room, within where the BCIHL Red Leafs head coach Guido Lombardi-Charles is in, from what I understand. And in front of me
is John Aiden,
the backstop for the BCIHL Red Leafs, who fell to the Vancouver Island University Mariners 5-0 for their second loss in 2026. Right now, if I said it wrong, tonight is January 16th, 2026. First of all, what went wrong tonight?
I think one of the troubles we have is starting on time. So making sure we have a nice strong start. But as you saw, like, throughout the game, we really started to pick up the pace, you know, get a lot of shots, a lot of hits, had a lot of great opportunities. So yeah, just starting on time is something we gotta get better at.
The first period was a challenge for the BCIHL Red Leafs. Expand on the challenges the team had.
So challenges. So I think definitely, like I said before, just being able to start like on time, not getting hemmed in our own zone, being able to get pucks out when we're, you know, under a lot of pressure. I think we did well though, especially like towards like back half of the game. But yeah, definitely relieving pressure early, starting on time. Those are things that we really need to work on.
Tell me some of the grade A saves you made, which occurred in all three periods.
Okay. I think my best save of that game was probably the one with my head in the first period, where I think it was on a power play, and one of the VIU players passed across the ice, and he had a wide open net, but I kind of slid over, stacked the pads, and made a save with my head.
Yeah. Another save I remember is when VIU had a shorthanded breakaway in the second period, and you robbed a Mariner Colt.
Yeah, I had a couple of those breakaway chances, so that was a good save. He came in with a lot of speed. I just tried to match his pace, match his timing, stand my ground, force the shooter to make a play.
What changed for the BCIHL Red Leafs in the third period? Because the team were a whole lot better.
Yeah, good question. So I think we just got our legs going. I think that we really started to start pushing the pace a little bit, start pushing the puck into their end, start throwing some bodies. Getting the puck on net was pretty big. I think we had a goal there that was disallowed. So definitely getting our feet moving and throwing the body and just showing that, you know, we can beat these guys.
From what I understand, the lone goal for the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs tonight was waved off because the net was off its moorings, which was a recurring theme.
Yeah, those pegs are pretty poor pegs. They do come off pretty easily. I've had a couple of those scenarios where I push off the net and it just, you know, the pegs and the net comes flying off. So obviously that's pretty frustrating, but we just got to keep our head up and move forward.
Couple more questions. What needs to be fixed for the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs going forward?
Yeah, good question. I think that we have a really good team, you know, great coaches, great staff, great forwards, defense. I think that, you know, we have good goalies as well. I think, like I said before, just making sure that we start the games with a lot of pace, you know, not letting the other team kind of push us in, you know, starting on time. Definitely think that's something that we need to work on going forward, because as you can see, you know, we can really win these games.
Finally, what do the BCIHL Red Leafs have to do to win in Nanaimo against the very same Vancouver Island University Mariners tomorrow night, where Max Saul will be the starter, from what I understand?
Yeah, so Max is going to start that game. Definitely, just making sure that we have a lot of pace at the beginning of the game, you know. Just really, yeah, so just making sure that we have those really good starts. You know, I know I keep saying this, but making sure that we have those shifts where we string together a lot of good shifts and keep them in their own zone, those really start to add up and start pushing the momentum to their side, or being on us, but, you know, against them. But, yeah, so making sure we have those really good starts is absolutely imperative.
Thank you for the interview tonight. And best of luck to the SFUBCIHL Red Leafs tomorrow night at the Nanaimo Ice Center against the very same Vancouver Island University Mariners.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hello, once again, it's Steve Chong. Tonight is January 16th, 2026. I'm now in dressing room 4 of Burnaby's Bill Copeland Sports Center, and in front of me is the head coach for the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs, who suffered a 5-0 defeat to the Vancouver Island University Mariners, a perennial BCIHL powerhouse. First of all, what went wrong tonight?
Well, what went wrong? We have said that we are a young team. We have 17 rookies compared to 4 rookies at the Nanaimo team. And so, well, put it this way, I'm not happy that we lost the game, but I'm happy so the shot against and shot for us was kind of a little bit better than all the other games we had in the past. And we talked about that as a team. We just have to start on time, right? We have to get ready right from the hop, right? We have to defend that 0-0. We have to keep it as long as possible. Like I said, it's not easy to play in an island. They're a powerhouse. They have good players, right? It's the one when this team can score. And that leads to the other thing. So we do not have a natural score, right? So we have a good team, but the players have to learn to score in that league as well.
From what I saw, some players returned, such as Ben Ruthven. Also, you had a heated conversation with a player, I think in the second period. Explain.
Well, we do many passes in the neutral zone, but those cross lines, but it's not necessary to get intercepted. And every single time we're doing that, the puck goes the other way and it was the 3-0 and then our back of our net. So our strategy and the goal tonight was kind of getting pucks deep in their zone and working in offensive zone. Right? And what kills us a little bit in the last few games is kind of we turning too many pucks over on the blue line, on our blue line and the offensive blue line, instead of getting the pucks in or getting the pucks out of our zone. And the players have to learn, if we play good teams like the Nanaimo, we have to get pucks in their zone, we have to chip pucks off the board, we have to kind of foot check and get pucks back, and then we have to walk into the net.
What do you think about John Aiden's play tonight? Because he made some great A stops.
Well, the one thing that we have three good goalies, right? There's Cheyenne, there's John, and there's Max. Right? About the goalies, we cannot complain. The goalies isn't our problem. The goalies doing a great job for us. We have to start scoring goals. That's the thing. If we play defensively, we play a good structure in our D zone, we're playing a good structure in our neutral zone. It's when we create these scoring chances, like today, we have quite a few good scoring chances. And if we score on the power play, and then the referee called it off because he said the net was off. that was kind of a little bit disappointing because I think that was a team goal for us, but should actually count. And the ref didn't really help us there. But except we're generating scoring chances, but we do not have any real goal scorer in our team at the moment.
Three more questions. How do you cut down shots against? As that was another recurring theme in the first 40 minutes.
Well, today we had, I think, 23 to 28 shots, and that was the first time, I think, in this season where we stayed under 30 shots. But we were not even on many games here, right? And we had sometimes 50 plus shots, right? And I think we've just been talking about in the coaches' room, the last game we had in the Nanaimo, I think, was 62 to 18 shots. Right? And compared to today, it's 23 to 28. So now I think we did a way better job in our back end and even in neutral zone. But still, if we do kind of those mistakes, kind of the diagonal passes on the zone entry in the middle, kind of that kind of ends up always with a shot on our net. And tonight was even one time and ended in the back of our net.
Another tidbit from this game was that the VIU wore white, even though you said that there was an agreement among BCIHL goalies that home teams wore white. After the game, from what I understand, you had a long meeting with the captain, Nick Wagner, for the second straight week. Expand.
Well, the good thing is for Nick is back in town and Nick is watching the games on the stands, and it's basically his fourth year, so he knows the team from the past 3 years. And like I said, he's a great hockey guy, and it's for me, I like to collect as many information as possible. And I like his feedback of the game and compared to the last years, right? So it's definitely, he's definitely moving the right direction. It's lots of good things what he's seeing, what we implemented, right? With our forecheck, neutral zone is better in control, our D zone coverage is way better, right? And yeah, that's lots of good meetings with him, and I like to pick his brain. And like I said, my job is to make the team better, and I need to get as much information as possible. So that's the reason we had a meeting tonight again.
Finally, what do the BCIHL Redleafs have to do against the very same Vancouver Island University Mariners tomorrow night, but in their home barn, Nanaimo Ice Center?
It's very simple. Score goals.
Thank you for the interview tonight, and best of luck in Nanaimo against VIU.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Both SFU Red Leafs hockey teams were in action on January 17th, first with the Independent Red Leafs as they visited the Colorado College Tigers, an NCAA Division I team based in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at Ed Robson Arena in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where the puck drop was at 3 p.m. Pacific. Colorado College opened the scoring at 7:55 into the game as Gavin Lindbergh eluded. Just a minute, please. The SFU starter, Jesse Mackay. The Tigers went up 2-0 on a power play with 1:41 left in period one as Brett Link scored on Jesse Mackay. The Red Leafs starter. The Tigers went up 3-0 on Owen Becker's goal at 3:52, but the Red Leafs scored at 5-minute mark on Rich Dawson's goal against Jackson Unger. After, at the 10-minute mark, Jesse Mackay was replaced by Steven Bukowski for SFU. Colorado College greeted Steve Bukowski with a goal, courtesy of Connor Haviston at 13:15, 3:15 into Steve Bukowski's time against Colorado. Went up 1-2-3-4-5-1 on Brett Link's second of the afternoon at 16:16, which would be 3:44 left. And close out period two with the sixth goal on Connor Haviston's second at 2:49, with 2:49 left. The Tigers went up. I'm sorry. Actually, the Tigers were up 6-2 by the end of second as Carter Schmidt scored to make it 3-2 Colorado College, after which the Tigers went on a three-goal assault to close out period two. So the Tigers went up 7-2, 1:46, as Gavin Lindbergh scored his second of the night. Mateo Speranza answered with the SFU's third goal with 5:09 left. Then Merrill Stinari ended the game with 1.2 seconds left. I believe, Dempsey Beckham was the goalie who yielded Mateo Speranza's goal. Later on, the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs completed their home-and-home series against the Vancouver Island University Mariners, this time at Nanaimo Ice Center, with the puck drop at 7 p.m. VIU opened the scoring at with 4:39 left on Ethan Jones' 11th, followed by Nolan Wickham with 2:14 left for a 2-0 lead after the end of first. The Mariners went up 3-0 on power play on Aiden Corbett's 4th, opened a 4-goal bulge, 4-0 on Hunter Bergerson's 8th with 7:08 left in the second. Pierce White scored his 6th to cut the lead to 3 for SFU's first goal as the Mariners were up 4-1 after the second period. The host VIU scored their 5th goal on a power play 1:11 into the third period on Ryan Hunter's 5th. And Hunter Ferguson rounded out the scoring with his 2nd of the night, 9th of the season, with 11:43 left. That's 8:17 left. That's 8:17 into the third, 11:43 left in regulation. There were a lot of shots in this game as SFU pumped 40 with VIU returning fire with 43 shots. Max Fowl surrendered 6 goals on 43 shots, while Matthew Fleet made 39 saves on 40 shots.
Some politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On January 12th, Mike Starchuk of Imagine Surrey, who is running to become the next Surrey mayor this fall, provided a press release blasting the Surrey First councillor, Linda Annis, who is also running to become the next Surrey mayor, regarding her communications with the SPS chief, Norm Lipinski, on police checks in various Surrey neighborhoods, as complaints against Annis' actions have now been referred to two agencies, the Office of the Police Complaint Commissioner and BC's Director of Policing. Mike Starchuk, the imagined Surrey mayoral candidate, added, quote, DUI enforcement should be based on public safety and saving lives. No politician should be directly DUI enforcement should be based on public safety and saving lives. No politician should be directly lobbying to police where to catch impaired drivers, unquote. As Imagine Surrey is calling for full transparency and appropriate guidelines, such as appropriate redactions. On January 15th, Staff Sergeant Lindsay Houghton spoke to Jason Paris of Global News, revealing there have been 16 extortion cases reported to the SPS in 2026 so far, with 12 extortion victims coming forward, and three extortion-linked gunfires as of January 12th, with the numbers rising. Houghton provided a general description of extortions, where texts and communications are sent to businesses for payment or threats of harm, with other regions in Canada being hit, such as Brampton, Peel Region, both in Ontario, and Edmonton, Alberta. Staff Sergeant Lindsay Houghton stressed that victims need to come forward, as tips can not only break one but multiple cases. Also on January 15th, the Surrey Police Service updated its numbers on its transition page with 627 sworn police officers, 129 women, 498 men, and 498 civilian employees. Furthermore, on January 16th, the Surrey Police Board held a special meeting on the communications between the Surrey First Counselor Linda Annis and the SPS Chief Norm Lipinski.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Thank you for listening to Episode 3 of The Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.